Hi everyone, welcome to the Untitled Car Show. I'm your host, as always, Ike. No guest episode this week. For those of you longtime listeners, with the transition that we're going through at the moment, you may have noticed. If you haven't noticed, please go check it out over at rightfootdown.com, or if you go to YouTube rather, and I'm pantomiming typing right now, but if you go to YouTube, search Right Foot Down. A bunch of video content's coming out over there. I'm working on getting back into doing the podcasting. It's just been, I've gone from in the day job, starting my days around noon to now starting my days around 5 a.m. And it's been a bit of an adjustment. So it should be easier in the long term to put out more episodes. I want to thank everyone for dealing with the short term issue of me basically being only able to put out maybe an episode a week. And I know I've said in the past, oh, we're gonna get to the episodes, we're gonna get to the episodes, and like, you fucking liar, you're not getting the episodes, and why can't you get to the episodes, and blah 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 blah. So we got the video stuff, it's up, it's going out. We're looking at, all, or we're looking at, I'm looking at guests. Typically, guest comes on, we do episode, week in advance, put it out. So we're working on, I need to get back into the scheduling. It's just been, again, in the short term, it's been a bit of a adjustment for myself. Part of it too is the constant issue of having a toddler in preschool who likes to come home with all sorts of disgusting germs, which means that I'm getting covered in germs, which is not pleasant. So as I speak, I have a bit of a sore throat, which is wonderfully medicated, and I have a upper respiratory something, according to the missus, like sinus thing, I guess. Anyway, so as I speak, I'm looking at the review and it's being a pain in the butt with publishing, but hopefully that'll be fixed here soon. So, we'll kind of go over differences in I really didn't plan out this one as much as I should have, and I am doing something at the time. So I've been watching, so I watched the first episode of Car versus America. Is it Car versus America? Or is it Cars versus America? And does it really matter? With Ralph Orlove and, or Raphael Orlove, or Raphael Orlove, I can never get his name right. And Michael Balaban. I enjoyed the first episode. I was really hoping for something vastly different than kind of what's been out there in terms of the television, TV or car television and whatnot. And I guess it's a little hard to expect them to be able to reinvent the wheel. This is Jalopnik's first television outing since being bought by Univision, which, kudos to them for, believing in the product they bought, understanding, the viewership and kind of putting out a good product. I'm sure Patrick George had a hand in, we'll take these two hipster guys and we'll throw them out there. And you could obviously tell it wasn't the first episode they filmed, but it was the first episode they put out. The episode that's coming out today, where it's a lot more about, their own personal vehicles, I kind of like that better in terms of, what to expect, with all this stuff like It's going to be a little different because the only real episode I've ever seen of a television show where it's reviewers reviewing their own vehicles was the Top Gear episode with Jimmy Clarkson and James May, where they were reviewing their own giant old look like luxury cars. And I really enjoyed that because there is a point of honesty that you really don't get other than that, because these are vehicles that they've lived in, driven, and experienced. And I really hope, with that being the case, we get a bit of a different take on it, and we get something a little bit more honest. Because the first episode, I would say, was good. I think if I didn't know those gentlemen, I don't know if I would really bother with checking out the second episode. It was entertaining, but it didn't really hook me, which is sad for me to say because I really like those guys. But again, car television, it's kind of hard to fault them for not being able to reinvent the wheel on the first go round. So, I don't know. Kind of what I want to, so what I want to see out of it. It's a half hour long, episodes. Are they half hour or the hour? I'm pretty sure they're half hour, which is a good sign, I guess. I don't know. I just want to see those guys being more of themselves. Like, I don't really think they're putting on too much of a character when they're, sitting there with the skid plates and all that stuff. And it's funny if you know them, being seeing them put through these situations. But it really just, I want to see them experience each other's cars. This episode, I want to see them, not have to kind of pretend something else. I like the little segments where they talk over, they explain a little bit of history. I'm sure we're going to get that today. So I'm sure we'll get one of those, like, this is a Yugoslav car, and this is a Volkswagen Beetle, and this is the history of why these cars were made, and blah 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 blah. And then you're probably going to get a, Raph shits on Balaban's car, and Balaban shits on Raph's car, and then you get this back and forth, and then they drive or do something, whatever they're going to do with them. Probably drive to a place and find a better communist car or a better oppressive car. And if that's not the case, I'll be shocked. But we'll see. The I don't know. It's an interesting premise. I really want to see, I think it'd be better if the shows were a little longer, let them breathe. It's on a network where I think you really could, was it on Fusion, which is a weird channel for it to be on. But I really think you could, tell people or tell, you could really get the executives to allot you the time that you need for that show to breathe, because those guys do better long format. If you're a writer, a journalist, you're a thinker, it's hard to be a stand-up comedian. I think, not to toot my own tone here, I think the podcasters, the people who do that when it comes to going on TV, like your Matt Farahs, even your Adam Carollas, they're a lot quicker witted. They, you can compress them down into a half hour, and it's not that big of an issue. But I think if you have, a Doug DeMuro, he's a very good journalist. He has a very long-winded videos. Not long-winded, that's the wrong one. He's got very long-length videos for YouTube. I mean, 20 minutes, 22 minutes, 25 minutes. It's a lot of time to sit and watch a car, and he obviously makes it entertaining, and I think you need to take that same premise and bring that along to the car versus America. I think it would make more sense as a longer format. I think, or if I was them, this is just Ike speaking, what I would do is I would shoot the episode, how they're shooting it, and then I would have a half hour episode that goes on TV. And then I would try and drive people to a, long length platform. Like, did you enjoy this episode of Car versus America? See more, go here. We got an extra hour of content, and just put out like more content. It was one of my favorite things. If you've seen, if you like car television, you like Top Gear, obviously. The episode with the German cars escaping, or the high power saloons escaping Germany episode, or in Germany episode, there's a segment that got cut that is the escaping Germany episode. They have to go from Germany to Poland on a single tank of gas, that old bit. I do think that lends a lot to that episode, and the fact that it got cut really does, hamper that episode a little bit. I think you really could do a good job, give us the main storyline. If you want to, if you, Fusion or whoever the network is telling you, hey, we want you to keep it to a half hour long TV episode, you should say, oh, okay, but here's the plot line. We'll give them out that plot line, but then let us go and find it, through a longer episode. And I do think that could work too. Stuff like, I like the Roadkill guys, I like the Dirt Everyday guys. There's a lot of, not scripting, but a lot of, we broke down, here we are, this is what's going on, we got X amount of time to do it, doesn't that suck, blah, blah, blah. And then they're up and they're running again, or not up and running again, but they deal with it. And they kind of cut through all that stuff. And I always like seeing the stuff. And if you could give me, I know I might be crazy, but like you, I do think it would be great if you could say, hey, here's a 10 minute, here's a 30 minute long episode of Roadkill. Here's an hour long episode of Roadkill. Here's a 2 hour long episode of Roadkill. Pick which one works best for you and watch it. And then if it's an episode you find yourself coming back to over and over again, because you really enjoyed it, you can experience more of it. Like, well, what really ended up happening with that scene, or why did that go there, or what really happened when they did X, Y, or Z? And that's something I've played around with, and I need, again, this is the blessing and the curse of my mind and my capability, is I have the capability. When I was young, I had no capability. I've grown up, I've put together a good toolbox. I can make stuff, I can take care of stuff, I can edit, I can podcast, I can talk. I hope people like that. I think I did good on camera. Go watch the videos on Right Foot Down. There should be a smart car review. There should be a Genesis review, a Dodge Durango SRT review. And I think one or two more are coming out or will have come out. And I think I do a good job. I think I've put together a nice wheelhouse. And I think that's what you need to do if you want to make it in this industry, is you need to be able to put together a wheelhouse of capabilities. And you need to have the time to put it all together. And that's kind of the curse I have right now, is, or the curse of my life is, when I was young, I had no capability. Now that I'm older and I have all this, now I have no time. So, it's just a matter of figuring out when the time works, putting it together, working out a schedule with the missus, her school, the little one's school, my wife's, work schedule, my work schedule, all that stuff. So it's just, it's a giant collection, trying to fit the pieces and everything in there. And on top of all that, I've been working a ton on the Volvo project. So, were engines mounted in there? I just was playing with it today for like a few minutes. I got a fuel line. I just got to get it The fuel line works. I just got to get the line to run a little bit longer. I need like 3 extra feet. So trying to figure out how to make that work, because the line itself and the connections with it are all metric, and like trying to find the line to be made is just a pain in the butt. So I got to figure out a solution for that. So, it's gonna be fun and entertaining to figure that one out. So we'll get that sorted here this weekend, and I'm hoping if I can get that sorted this weekend, I might be able to fire it up this weekend. I'm hoping. I'm hoping, 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 hoping. So that's kind of where I'm at. I again run out of time, so I'm gonna leave you all with that as like the final thought. I'm thinking about live streaming that. If you have a thought on that, let me know. Other than that, thanks so much for listening to this kind of super short and truncated episode. Have a good night. Have a good evening. Wherever you are, whatever time it is there, thank you so much for listening. Please be safe out there.